Hachette Audio presents Kingdom of Rage, The Rise of Christian Extremism, and The Path Back to Peace. Written by Elizabeth Newman. Read by Aaron Bennett. Be sure to look for your bonus PDF with supplemental charts, tables, and appendixes from the book. Dedication. This book is dedicated to the exhausted, tribeless remnant of exiles. You are not alone. Take heart. He has overcome the world. And to my children, Joshua and Madeline, we long to restore communities of peace and flourishing for your children. Anchor your hope in Jesus. You are deeply loved. Introduction. I didn't plan to do this. I'm a planner by nature. I have lots of goals. Too many, really. Flip through my journals, and they're filled with ideas and plans, and the frustrations that come when those plans don't come to fruition. I never dreamed of speaking out in the middle of an election, let alone writing a book. In January 2020, I wrote down my professional goals. Transition out of my role at DHS gracefully, and find a job in the private sector that allowed me to be a part of a healthy team culture, doing meaningful work that contributes to the bettering of society. I had started job hunting the previous summer. My husband, who had originally said yes to 1 or 2 years in Washington, D.C., then reluctantly agreed to a third year so that I could make progress on policy related to domestic terrorism, was lovingly pressuring me to find an exit strategy so that I could be home more with our children and escape the toxic culture of Trump world. Plus, DHS Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen had been forced to resign in the spring of 2019, and rumors had been circulating that anyone associated with her or the previous secretary, John Kelly, were going to be forced out. Several of my colleagues had been fired already. But my job search was put on hold when a spate of domestic terror attacks occurred in late July and early August 2019. They began in Gilroy, California, and then struck El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio. Those events over the course of a weekend instantly answered any lingering questions about whether domestic terrorism was increasing. That Saturday evening in 2019, hours after the El Paso.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?